99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It is a Thursday, 6/11, aka Friday Eve. I know, yeah, Friday. Already tomorrow, but hey, I will most certainly take it. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, all driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Another one of these because Michelle Spring is here today. That's right. You'll hear from her again later on this hour. Of course, she just had your local news there at the top of the hour. Hey, we're jam-packed today. It's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. That's right, where at some point in time this morning, one of you lucky listeners out there will have a chance to win $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. Of course, that'll go towards a lovely bouquet of flowers. Again, we call it our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Morning quickies later this hour. Next hour, we'll take a look at the top five country albums of the week, Z News later, and so much more. If you want to be a part of things and join the morning show, be a part of the team, really. It's a true team effort. You can email us. It's Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Our Weaver Appliance text line is the same number you can call if you feel the need, 330-339-9399. On social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're easy to find at 99.9 FM WTUZ. And remember, we are streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. That's what we call an open slash intro to the show. Glad you're joining us. More after this. Don't go anywhere. It's 99.9
WTUZ.
Rascal Flatts, 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring, who is back. Girl, I haven't seen you since last year.
Have you been waiting to use that line?
Only for a couple of days.
Three days.
Something like that. We'll talk about how your time off has been and everything else. Did you see me, like, thinking really hard towards the end of that song?
Yeah.
Like, did you see me?
You were in deep in thought.
You want to know what I was thinking about?
Gary LaVox.
Good guess, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. Great guess, by the way. But no, I don't know if I put on deodorant this morning or not, to be honest with you. It was one of those things where it just hit me. Like, I was like, I'm ready to go, and I'm like, I feel a little moist under there. And
First of all, don't say that word when describing your armpits. That's so foul.
Sorry. But then I did a little, I'm doing the chicken wang right now, and
I have deodorant if you need to borrow some.
You know what? I think I for sure forgot to put it on this
morning. Ew!
Like, for sure. With that being said,
mine's in my car, so it might be a little cold.
Well, that might feel nice, though, under some
some sweaty pits.
Some sweaty pits, exactly.
All right, let's get started.
We still have to do headlines.
Yeah, I have to do that, yeah.
Go ahead.
The Duscross County Health Department is celebrating 100 years this year. Established in 1919, the County Health Commissioner said it was created during the flu pandemic. With over 2,100 health districts being created at that time, the state stepped in and created restrictions through laws and acts. It's an exciting time not only for the centennial celebration, but for many quality improvement transitions also taking place at the health department. In state headlines, Ohio's elections chief has announced new signature requirements for statewide ballot issues. The numbers of signatures now required are based on total voter turnout for the governor's race in the November 2018 election. Statewide ballot issue committees must follow the new requirements through the 2022 gubernatorial general election. For more state and local headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Statewide?
No, I kept saying statewide, but I was trying to say statewide.
It's all good. It's not like you were distracted beforehand
Monday.
Or anything.
It's my Monday. So we'll
yes.
Leave it at that.
It's weird. It's your Monday, but yet it's still a Friday. It's a Friday Eve.
I know.
So strange.
So strange.
How hard was it for you to wake up today?
Well, okay. Here's what happened.
Uh-huh.
I got started on a Netflix series.
Oh, Lord.
2 days ago. And I cannot stop watching.
What is it?
It's called Jane the Virgin. It's so silly. It's just really funny. They call it an American telenovela.
Is it a Netflix original? or no?
I think it was on the CW first. Okay. It's with Gina Rodriguez, you know?
Okay.
Anyways, it's super funny. So the first day I started watching it, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning. And I go to bed at 9 and 10 o'clock normally. So the day before, I was like, okay, I have to go to bed early just to, like, get into the habit. Last night, I was up till 1 o'clock. I have got to go to bed early.
Listen, sleep schedules it's all jacked up right now. No
it
doubt.
It is.
It was harder for me. I don't know why, but yesterday was my first day back.
Yes.
It was harder for me to wake up today than it was yesterday.
Did you nap yesterday?
I may have laid down and rested my head. I don't know if I actually fell asleep. It was one of those things, you know.
Gotcha. Maybe you needed a nap. No,
I don't know.
Actually, no, I don't think you should.
Need a lot of things.
Well,
including some deodorant, like Stat.
I'll get you some. It's lavender. I
don't at anything. Hold on. Let me.
Oh my God!
I
got
to take
really
my headphones off
test?
To do the sniff test. Because I have my hat on.
You pulling a Molly Shannon, just put your hand underneath.
Hold on. I could do that, right?
Yeah.
I could.
Just you know. Oh, my. Okay.
I for sure forgot it.
Ew.
I hate when I do that.
Okay, well, that's so gross.
Hey, Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. Did your power come on yet?
No, it's still out.
Shut up.
No, it's on.
Oh.
Come on. Yeah, but no, your New Year's Eve and everything was good, I hope, right?
Oh, yeah, I was in bed asleep by 12:30. Perfect.
I was in bed an hour before you, of course. I mean,
you didn't even stay up?
What am I going to do? I had no power. I mean,
I can think of plenty of things to do.
I mean, what am I going to do? Listen to the radio? Radio guys and gals.
You could have gotten on your phone and watched New Year's that way. Did you even watch a ball drop?
I watched no balls drop, Michelle. No balls drop on New Year's Eve, which is very sad.
That is very sad.
No, but listen, we could have, when the power died, wife was at about 10%.
And
when it went out, you know what she immediately did? Went right to her phone, was doing this, doing that, social media, and boom, it killed her phone like that. So I had to run it out to her car and charge it for her.
Oh, God.
In the midst of a windstorm and power was out. It was like I was in the midst of a horror movie or something. And then my phone...
It was windy.
Yeah, it was extremely windy. That's what knocked out our power. And then my phone was at about 50%. So two people, one phone.
Ouch.
Dead giveaway, right? Your phone's going to die quickly. We were streaming on the Spectrum app. And the only thing we could watch was Fox's New Year's Eve coverage. And I didn't want to watch Fox. No, I didn't want to watch Fox's New Year's Eve.
I watched Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
See, we were watching.
Hilarious.
We were watching that, flipping back and forth between that and Dick Clark / Ryan Seacrest.
Right. Do they call it Dick Clark still?
They call it Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, yeah.
Oh. That's so fresh.
It is. It is still something. How about your boy Andy Cohen, though, complaining the whole night about his umbrella, though, which was
they took it away!
Which is funny, yeah.
He also announced that he's having a boy. Oh, my gosh. Do you know he's having a baby?
Yeah, I didn't know it was a boy, though.
It is a boy. The night that he announced it, I don't usually stay up late again, but I got hooked in, you know, with the housewives, and they announced that he was having a baby, and I started crying.
You're going to cry again.
I'm embarrassed to admit that.
You're going to cry again.
And I texted my sister. I'm like, are you awake? And we were both like, oh my God, he's having a baby.
Well, these television ratings are out for all these New Year's Eve shows. You want to hear who is watching what here?
Yes.
All right.
Tell.
All right. Times Square, New York. I'm setting the scene there for you. Now, it was soggy, right?
So wet.
Not compared to the year before where it was like freezing cold, if you remember. And it's crazy they didn't let... I understand for security reasons, but those people weren't allowed to have umbrellas.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean... Listen.
Would you ever do that, by the way? Would you ever go to New York?
I don't think so. Not stand there for 6 hours.
You can't pee.
I mean, you can.
No, you're not allowed to leave your spot.
Well, I mean, you can pee.
Well, you can pee.
You can pee, but...
you can't go anywhere.
Right, exactly.
That's so I would never in a million... You couldn't pay me enough. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy it.
Mm-mm.
Although... I'd rather maybe do that than sit around with my wife with no power, I'd tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Love her. Love her. All right, back to these ratings. In terms of all these New Year's Eve shows, the one on ABC, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with a soggy Ryan Seacrest, it led the way with 12.3. I'm sorry, that was last year. 9.1 million people this year, down 26%.
Wow.
Because 12.3 watched it last year. Weather was a little bit warmer. Yeah, it was a windy, but still. Compared to last year, like I said, where it was cold, a lot of folks hunkered down and stayed inside.
Interesting.
Now, Fox's primetime show with Steve Harvey was only seen by 3.1 million people. By the way, are you able to watch Fox on your television right now?
Like Fox Channel 8?
Well, okay, you don't have cable. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I have Spectrum. Somehow they're in some dispute with the owner of that and WGN. Yeah. So there's a bunch of other channels right now. So I can't even watch Fox right now.
A lot of people with Spectrum, I think locally, have had some issues because the day before the Ohio State game, people were complaining, it better come back on before the Buckeyes play, because it was off for a while.
And this Sunday, there's some playoff games in the NFL, so they got to somehow get that worked out with Fox.
That's why I don't have Spectrum.
Yeah, you cut the cord, eh?
Mm-hmm.
NBC's primetime New Year's Eve program with Carson Daly and Chrissy Teigen. You watch that one at all?
No, I didn't even know that they were on.
Yeah, it was on NBC. Only 4.8 million people tuned in. You not one of them.
Sorry.
As you just told us.
Where did CNN not rank in there?
I don't have CNN's right.
Bummer.
Here. They just gave me the major, just the three fives and eights there, the cable networks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
You could probably look it up, though. You know what? I should have looked that up for you to see how many people were tuning in.
I mean, I love Anderson Cooper.
He's all right.
He's so cute. He is. I feel like in my head, we're BFFs. The three of us.
I didn't know until like 5 years ago he was played for the other team, to be honest
with
you. Yeah,
well, I mean, that was kind of a... Yeah, that's probably why I like him so much. You typically attract them.
Like, right. Females and gays, they're like,
I have five gay best friends. It's pretty fun.
Wow, you don't want to offend any of them by saying that you have five gay best friends. You know what I mean?
What if, okay. Yeah.
All right.
We all hang out together.
I don't know
if they're
easily offended or not.
No.
All right, well, subtle transition.
I was going to say 2018, it's 2019.
Yeah, don't make that mistake.
I know, and I have to write all these things today, and I have to remember to
I have to write my checks, balance my checkbook. What do you have to do today that includes the date? What do you got to do?
Write my stories.
There's that. Have you messed up like saving the end dates yet on anything?
No, because I copy and paste.
There you go. That's the easy way to do it.
Yes. But I will have to write a few things down today, and I know I'm going to mess it up. I mean, how long does it take you usually? I would say at least a month to get that down, right?
To get all of it situated, and I don't know. I mean, yesterday when I was putting stuff in the podcast section, by the way, that's at WTUZ.com. At the end, we have to do copyright WTUZ Radio Inc.
Right. Oh, so y'all have to do that today.
I did that yesterday, and I put, right off the bat, I put 2019. I was like, I was so proud of myself.
Good job.
I said, self, I'm so proud of you.
Self. Can you believe that it's been 20 years since 1999?
Wow.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. I saw that the other day on Facebook, and I thought, wow, I feel really, really old right now.
eighth
grade.
Over the holidays, hanging out with my sister's family. So her niece, which I guess is now our niece, works, you know.
Right.
What's hers is mine.
Right.
But our niece, she's a little youngster. And I heard her mom say something about her being born in 2004. I go, hold on, I thought you just said somebody was born in... In 2004. Sorry. Don't know if I heard you correctly.
It's like a little stake to the knife. Or the heart.
Yeah.
My God. 1999.
Hurts.
It
hurts a little bit.
It is.
Okay, hey, what may make you feel a little bit better...
What?
...is this weather. Friday, it's going to be like 48 degrees and mostly sunny. Saturday, almost 50 degrees and sunny.
Can we talk about the weather real quick? Like, where's the snow? Does it not snow down here in Tuscarora County?
No, it's all out west, which we'll talk about later.
I'm just, like, mind blown.
It's all out west. Also later, Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. That's today. We're some lucky listener. Yes, Michelle, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Despite what's going on in your your sleep schedule or,
I know.
Or anything else. It is the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. So again, $75 to Pam's Posies. Michelle Spring is the real MVP today.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, my dear, for letting me use your feminine hygiene products. Your deodorant, that is. I should specify as to what I actually use.
Am I going to see little hairs on this?
No. Stick? Listen, I told you I'm hairless. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Get rid of all that stuff. Manscaping is what they call
right.
that.
You're comfortable enough to wear women's deodorant?
No, listen, funny story.
Yes?
You know what's worse than sweaty pits, which I don't have anymore thanks to you, but I had last hour. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, podcast section at WTUZ.com. But you know what is worse than sweaty pits?
Yes?
That's chapped pits, okay?
Ew!
Now, just listen to me.
What?
Just listen and listen closely. I had an issue in the past when I would use certain men's deodorants that I would get chapped and dry pits. There's nothing worse than armpits that get chapped and dried out, especially in the winter months, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would even put lotion under my armpits. Like, babe, pass me the lotion. I gotta get
you
my legs and my armpits.
Under your armpits?
That's how bad it would get, okay?
Ew!
I'm not proud of it, Michelle, but... couple years ago.
Maybe you shouldn't shave your hair.
You're funny. But a couple years ago, I switched to female deodorant, and let me tell you, it changed my life.
So wait, that's all you usually wear?
Yes. It's a little less harsh. It's fragrant free.
Hey, you're saving money. You and your wife can share.
Yeah, we share deodorant.
Wow.
She doesn't mind the hairs in there. She puts up with a lot.
You really? So, okay, explain this chapped armpit thing.
I think it's a sensitive skin type of thing.
Do you get chapped, like, fingers or
my
cracked toe? Like, you know how you have, like, dry feet?
My fingers, in the winter months, they, like, my fingertips will crack and bleed. Like, my thumb's doing it right now. My index finger, my right hand is already doing it.
Maybe you need better lotion.
I have lotion. I lotion up.
What are you using? There's this, like, really strong kind I see at Lowe's. What?
Like what is it? Like some...
I don't know. I think it's for like construction workers who work outside, but it's supposed to be like A grade. It's supposed to be super strong moisturizer.
I can bathe in it.
For working hands. I think it's called working hands. Did I just make that up? I don't know.
I don't know if you did or not.
I'm not sure. We need to work on that. But, the whole chapped clearly, armpit thing is weird.
Yeah, that is strange, right? Chapped pits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of chapped lips, dry feet. Dry skin, but dry pits? It's weird.
I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who has chapped pits.
I wonder what's in female deodorant that...
If you say that word enough, it starts to begin weird.
Pits?
It chapped pits.
Yeah, chapped pits.
And I feel
pits.
Like I'm saying something wrong, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say it a bunch.
No, I'm not.
Now you're afraid, aren't you? You're afraid. I knew it. Hey, you asked last hour, where's this winter weather?
Yes.
Well, it's all out west. The weather flipped, especially yesterday. Throughout much of the West Coast, snow is falling on the cactuses or cacti, whatever, in the Arizona desert and in Anchorage, Alaska. They saw some balmy weather, whatever balmy is for Alaska this time of year. In Phoenix, the overnight low was 30, first time it was in 5 years. More cold temperatures expected today. The Tucson area, Michelle, saw as much as 6 inches of snow yesterday.
What?
So if you wanted a white Christmas, you had to go to Arizona, I guess. If you want to see that white fluffy stuff. In Sin City, Vegas, a freeze warning, which is nuts. You had snow on the Grand Canyon, and like I said, the snow dusted the mountains and Arizona and everything else. It was really a sight to see. All those folks out there who don't really get to see that stuff were probably enjoying it. You know, everything shuts down.
Whenever you're not used to it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in folks like, I mean, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Phoenix, Arizona, when it snows, or even gets to 30 degrees, I mean, you think anybody's doing anything?
Shut down the government.
Government shutdown, exactly. Oh, is there already a government shutdown? Sorry, my bad. But yeah, well, you asked, when are we getting this stuff? I have no idea.
I mean, it's just so bizarre. This time last year, granted, we were, I don't know, it's just so weird. being an hour and a half away, and it's like a totally different climate.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was coming down here to visit, and I had left like 30 degree weather, and I came down here and it was like 50. I'm like, this is so bizarre. It's like only an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Well, it's that man-made mountain we have just on the Tusk Stark County line, right? The man-made trash mountain.
Oh, there from Kim.
That changes the weather pattern.
I think it really does.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. So crazy. I just anticipated more snow, and whenever it's snowing, I get more into the holiday spirit, and I feel like I really wasn't into it this year because we didn't really have, like, winter conditions.
Yeah, well, now, yeah, so what do we have, about 350-some-odd days? You gotta wait, Michelle.
Hey.
You gotta wait again.
That's fine. Now I'm just at the point where it's like, bring on the sun. I need some warm heat. I'm tired of this dreary gray sky. Ugh. So depressing.
Yeah, you know what it is? When it's like been like this for a few days, mm-hmm. does kind of get you down.
It does. And it's just like, come on, give me some sun. I need the heat.
If you like Eeyore. Hey, guys. Still raining, okay. I haven't seen the sunshine. And
I lost my tail.
I have chapped pits. Hey, Kim and Kanye having another baby?
I saw that.
Congrats to them, I guess.
I don't know. It hasn't been confirmed.
People Magazine didn't confirm it. They say the via surrogate again. So it'd be their
source.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's true, it would be their second baby
mm-hmm.
via surrogate.
Right.
Okay.
Good for them, though. She said she always wanted four kids.
A baby boy is what People Magazine say in very early May. So what do we have? We have Northwest, right? That's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Saint.
Saint West.
And Chicago.
And Chicago.
There's some crazy names. I mean, there are crazier names out there, yes, but who's to judge?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, we should get it on the running. What should we name their fourth child?
Okay, so it seems
to me. Sure, they'll go with something strange.
Oh, it seems to me that they like to do something that is significant. Like, I think Saint was regarding something in a church. I don't know. But North was, they said something about a direction.
Right, that would make sense.
Well, I know, but there was like some
Chicago's a city, isn't it? Right?
Well, Chicago is where he's from, right?
Yeah. Chicago. Yeah, that's where Kanye West is from.
The new baby Calabasas? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. So bizarre.
Tuscarawas. We should get that.
Yeah,
ask him to do that.
That one.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, even Courtney named her one child a different name, Rain. I mean, Rain's a weird name.
And what is the one, oh, the Chloe, right? Is that who you just said, or Courtney? I forget.
Courtney's just...
What did Chloe name her baby?
True.
Her and Tristan's baby. There you go. That's
true.
Right. I get them all confused.
And then,
they have like a whole soccer team there.
Yeah, they do. I saw a meme yesterday that was The Sound of Music Children, but it was with the Kardashians.
With the Kardashian clan.
It's like, wow.
Sounds about right.
Wow, that's funny.
Oh, that is funny.
But Kylie, her daughter's name is Stormy.
You know what? I forgot she even had a baby in this whole.
That was like
the
youngest one. Like social media moment last year.
And she's like almost a billionaire.
Yeah. Wow. What did we do wrong?
I don't know. Well, look where we are.
I know.
Talking on the radio.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, shout out to the Ohio Center for Broadcasting. We appreciate you guys.
Free advertising.
Just kidding. Hey, 18 minutes away from the next news update. That's when Michelle will update us on everything locally once again. If you just can't wait, if you are a little impatient, WTUZ.com. All right. If you weren't with us last hour, shame on you. But the topic of conversation is chapped pits, for those who were not aware. Michelle?
It's a weird thing.
Have you been reading?
People are really intrigued by these chapped pits.
I'm not the only one with a chapped pit problem.
Chapped armpits.
That's right.
Okay, first of all, we got started on this because you forgot your deodorant this morning.
That's right. This goes way back.
To 6 o'clock.
To the 6 o'clock hour, which
right.
seems oh so long ago.
It does. So you forgot your deodorant this morning. You were doing a sniff test. You know, the Molly Shannon thing.
Mm-hmm. Then you did a sniff test. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. And I let you borrow my deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you frequently use women's deodorant.
No.
That's the only thing you use, right?
Daily.
Daily.
Because obviously I put on deodorant daily, except for today, the day I forgot to put on deodorant. That's why you helped me and had some and helped me not apply it. I put it on myself,
but you did it yourself.
It was cold from your car, I thank you.
Right. But you wear women's deodorant because you have chapped pits.
Because I have a chapped pit problem, yes. And I'm not the only one. Some texters decided to chime in on the conversation. One says, Eric, you're not alone with your chapped pits. My husband has switched to women's deodorant as well. How about that? Because men's was making his underarms raw and very painful. That's exactly one of the symptoms right there. He doesn't shave, though. She goes on to say he has hair like a man. So there you go. I also have hair like a man. Maybe I might trim up my chest every now and again, but hey.
Someone had a good point. Baby powder.
That could work.
Yeah. Have you ever tried that?
Well, then, I mean, listen, I'm not one every day right after I get out of the shower throwing some baby powder on my chapped pits and then go about my day.
Maybe you should make it part of your daily routine.
My routine.
That's just so weird. I've never heard of chapped pits.
Next week, I'll say, dang it, I forgot to put on my baby powder this morning. Michelle, do you have any in that diaper bag of yours?
Oh, that's too much.
Another texter from the Weaver Appliance text line. He says, same here. I'm allergic to men's deodorant as well. I'm not allergic. I just have a weird reaction to it. He says he has to use women's deodorant because of his allergic reaction. He says it's like blisters under his armpit, and he can't use guy's deodorant. Yes, I know the feeling, sir. I know the feeling.
Now, how many men's deodorants do you have to go through to determine that it's men's deodorant that you're allergic to, you know?
Yeah, true.
What do they put in men's deodorant that's different than
women's? It smells, it's fragrancy, it's... It's just a little more harsh, if you will.
Isn't men's deodorant like a gel? Because I think women...
Well, they make gel. They make...
Do they make it like this? The white
no,
men's
that,
deodorant?
No, that's a good old... I need an invisible solid.
Yes.
That's exactly what that is. Not so much the lavender.
Right.
I can go...
You don't like my lavender scent?
Yeah, I mean, it came through in the clutch today. But I could go with just unscented is what I could go with.
Do they not... I'm wondering, do they not make... You know how this is like the invisible solid, the white?
Right.
Do they make that in men's deodorant?
I don't know. They should.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm wondering. Next time I go to the deodorant aisle, I will look.
Yeah, check it out.
What women's deodorant do you normally...
I go with a good old Dove.
Dove.
Dove's good.
Okay.
Good brand.
Yeah, that's a good brand.
It's just nice. So original, a clean, fresh scent.
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less. Another texter, I remember this gentleman chimed in a while back. He said, Eric, remember I helped you with deodorant burns? He said, Suave Tropical, the only way to go. See, I don't want to smell like a tropical paradise.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to smell like I'm, you know, in Hawaii from Michelle's homeland. I just want to smell normal, and I don't want to sweat.
I remember whenever you hit that ripe age of like 12, 13, whenever it's like, okay, you got to start using deodorant.
Yes.
The deodorant it was like Teen Spirit or Teen, I think it was Teen Spirit.
I think you're right.
And it smelled like bubble gum. It was like grape bubble gum.
You had folks eating it back then. That was the Tide Pod Challenge back then.
No, they didn't eat it. But I just remember, like, if I were to smell that today, it would just be so nostalgic of whenever you first started using deodorant. I don't know.
Hey, and good call by you. A lot of people chimed in with that, the hand cream you were talking
about.
Yes,
the working hands. I thought I made it up, but it's an actual thing.
No, it's a real thing. Julie and Emily and some few others. They even sent a picture, too. They said, Eric, try this. This is what you...
Yeah, I feel like that would help your hands a lot.
Mm.
You ever use shea butter?
Nah. Doesn't that smell a little, what I mean?
No, shea butter, I mean, it has a little bit of a fragrance.
Yeah, I'm not all about the scent. I'm not all about the scents.
Maybe you need the scent.
But what are you trying to say?
Sometimes when I walk in there.
It smells a little dangerous in here. Is that what you're trying to say, Michelle?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Sometimes
anything
I am.
To play that sound bite.
Anything
to play that.
Hey, this guy who broke into Usher's home, Adam Lambert's home, Jason Derulo's home.
Oh.
There's 13 others that authorities haven't named yet. He was finally arrested. LAPD say they seized more than 2,000 items worth several millions of dollars from the home of this 32-year-old. His name's Benjamin Ackerman. He says they say he acted alone, or they think right now. He acted as a potential buyer or real estate agent during open houses, and that's how Michelle, he burglarized these homes. They say he was a very slick individual, a con man, and that's how he got into these homes.
I've heard of people doing that during, yeah, like, home
exactly.
open houses. Yeah, that's creepy.
Among the items stolen, artwork, jewelry, fine wines, purses, musical instruments, and clothes. It's being held on a $1 million bail right now.
Wow.
Is this gentleman.
I wonder, I don't know, like, why? What would possess somebody to do that?
Just break into those celebrities' homes and then try and sell that stuff on the underground market. Like, hey, I have Usher's watch, you know what I mean? Or
right.
Whatever
I could give
it is.
You my watch and you could say it's Usher's watch.
I don't know why they named just three entertainers. Like I said, Usher, Adam Lambert.
Who was the third?
And Jason Derulo. I don't know why they named just those three, and they say there are
12
among
others. I want to know who the other ones are.
Among 13 victims identified so far. Who else could be, and why are they keeping those names private?
And they're all, well, they're males, so let's see here. I was going to say they were all R&B singers, but Adam Lambert, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's more of like a poppy kind of a dude.
And we all know he lives out there now, so don't know if his house was burglarized.
Who's that?
So anyway, remember like a couple months ago, there was like a group, like a ring of people who broke into celebrities' homes, like Rihanna's
it's like
home.
A thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
Don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in that game, Michelle.
Isn't that an Usher song? Caught up.
It is.
Caught up.
I did that totally unintentionally.
Oh, really?
I should have taken credit for that.
Dang it.
Actually, I did it on purpose. Trained professional. Hey, whatever you do, do not try the Bird Box challenge. And Netflix is warning everybody not to do this. Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, I need your review because I haven't seen it yet. And I was hesitant to watch it the other day because it looks scary. And you know how I feel about scary movies.
My wife is the same way. And I will tell you this, okay? And I am so into scary films, sci-fi, thriller, all that stuff. And that's exactly what Bird Box is.
It's scary?
Here's my review.
Okay.
Don't watch it.
Oh, really?
Just don't.
Why?
I give it a thumbs down.
Now tell me why first.
I just wasn't satisfied with it. It didn't give me enough. It left me, I'm not going to say left me hanging, and I don't want to say too much about it because I know a lot of folks still probably want to watch it.
Mm.
So the new Bird Box is on Netflix, Sandra Bullock. It's
like
a really weird movie.
Where it's trending everywhere.
Oh, it's nuts. It's been out for like a week. Get this, Netflix, they said 45 million subscriber accounts worldwide watched that film, Bird Box, during its first 7 days on the service. Biggest,
oh my gosh.
Biggest first week success of any movie so far for Netflix. They've been around for 12 years, which is crazy.
Jeez.
But now the Bird Box challenge is going around. If you don't know, Sandra Bullock, through much of the movie, is blindfolded. You can't see, or else basically you'll die in this movie. It's a weird premise, I know.
Weird.
It's a weird film. But
so she's just blindfolded the whole entire time?
Not the whole time. Indoors, you can take it off. I don't want to give too much away about the film. I don't want to give a spoiler alert or anything.
We're going to have to talk about this off the air.
We will. I'll let you know. I'm just telling, don't waste your time because you'd be disappointed.
But I really like Sandra Bullock, so
yeah.
I kind of want to watch it.
Listen, it's not Speed. It's not The Blind Side. It's not
Have you seen The Net yet? You need to watch The Net.
What's the one where she was in the beauty pageant or whatever?
Oh my gosh, Miss Congeniality. So good.
It's no Miss Congeniality, let me tell you that. But no, this Bird Box challenge is challenging people to do ordinary tasks while blindfolded. And listen, Netflix actually had to put out a warning on their Twitter account saying, quote, "Can't believe I have to say this, please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started." And they went on to say more in their Twitter you will. You can see videos if you want the hashtag Bird Box Challenge, folks trying to do things blindfolded, all just from this movie. Is that now the trend in 2019?
What?
Last year we had Tide Pods, now we have the Bird Box Challenge.
Can't we go back to just like the Water Bucket Challenge?
The Water Bucket
Challenge. That was like at least raising money for something positive, right? Like you gotta eat.
Right, what was that, autism or what was that?
No, it was for ALS.
There it was, yeah.
So, blindfold challenge? Mm-hmm. Come on, people. Just get it together.
Hard to do that. Anything blindfolded.
Should we do the radio one morning? Just do a segment blindfolded?
How about this? I can do this blindfolded. You ready?
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Stop.
My eyes were closed that whole time. You know I couldn't let you go. You heard China landed on the dark side of the moon? First time ever?
Is
any
that a
country
Tom
has
Petty
done.
Song?
Pink Floyd.
Dang it.
On the dark side of the moon, right?
I think so.
Think so, yeah. What do you know about Pink Floyd, Michelle? What are you trying to tell us?
I don't know. He's a singer or a band.
A band, yeah. Oh, Roger Waters. Yeah, my mother was into Pink Floyd. I don't know what that says about my mother, but whatever. Anyway, China landed a spacecraft on the dark side of the moon. The world's first to do so. They're dropping a rover there. They've already released some pictures. Of course, first ever landing on the far side of the moon. Don't know what they'll find. It's dark over there, though, I'm sure.
Hope they have a flashlight.
Hope they have a flashlight, one of those LED lights to get you around.
There you go.
And yesterday, while you were gone, I mentioned that NASA's New Horizons spacecraft is now 4 billion miles away from Earth. They're coming close to what they're calling the Ultima Thule. It's just an icy object, which is, you know, like a billion miles away from Pluto. They're way beyond Pluto now, have been for like 3 years. But this icy object, they say, is two fused spheres that have come like together somehow.
Yeah.
And it's like 21 miles long. Wow. Maybe it can show us and tell us more about our solar system. That's what they're going for. You know, I could let you go without space news.
You know, I missed that.
On your first day back.
Wow.
I know you missed that more than birthdays, really.
That's a toss-up.
If we're speaking truths, if we're speaking facts only.
I had to pick between the two. I'd probably pick birthdays.
Hey, Brooke is swamped out there, so I appreciate you stepping up here in a moment. You'll have Z News, right?
Sure.
Excellent. Kelsey Ballerini, 99.9 WTUZ, Michelle Spring sticking around, kind enough to do so. She has Z News, as Brooke is trying on her first day back as well to gather herself out there.
It's rough coming back after
It is rough.
Christmas and then New Year's.
I had a whole week off. I don't know how that ended up happening. Like I said yesterday, shout out to Nathan Cozart.
I love Nate.
He made it possible. And I'll shout out Shauna, too, because she just walked through the door. And she helped make it possible. So, hey, girl, hey. All right, you have Z News. Michelle, take it away.
I do. On this day in history, in 1987, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts its first woman. That being, do you know the answer? Well, you printed it, so you know it. It's Aretha Franklin.
Is it Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
I got it right, didn't I? Hey, that was what year again?
1987.
Hard to believe it took that long for them to induct their first female.
Well, when was the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
You know what? In the 80s, so I guess
7 years-ish?
Yeah, maybe. I guess you're right.
In 1991, the sitcom Blossom premiered on NBC. In 2004, Britney Spears married her childhood friend Jason Alexander in a spur-of-the-moment wedding in Las Vegas. That marriage lasted 55 hours.
Oh, they gave it the good old the college try there.
College try.
Her parents really told her to get it
annulled. Get it together?
Yeah.
Well, it took her a while.
Get it together.
In 2017, singer Janet Jackson gave birth at the age of 50. She named that boy Isaiah?
She just went into, or is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Speaking
yes,
of females
year.
Going in, yeah.
Yes, deserving.
Ironic.
Ironic. Holidays for today, Women Rock Day, Humiliation Day, Festival of Sleep Day. I'm going to need to get on that festival.
Where do we take part?
I know. And National Drinking a Straw Day.
You know,
I don't like to drink from a straw.
That depends. Listen, a good old fountain drink every now and again is great. Like a fountain Mountain Dew. A fountain Dew. Yes.
Shauna knows all about a fountain
Those
drink.
Those fountain Pepsis. Yes.
That's her jam.
Gotta get that carbonation in that straw, yes.
Yes. On TV tonight, The Big Bang Theory is on CBS at 8 o'clock. Live PD is also on at 8 o'clock, but it's on A&E. The Blacklist is on NBC tonight at 10. And Nicole Kidman, she'll be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. In other news, Dan and Shay will debut a new song on The Tonight Show. Oh, well, it's Speechless. It's not really a new song.
That's actually number one this week, yeah.
It's not that new, right?
No, but it's their new song.
Their new song. I guess you're right. And then this is my favorite story that you showed me this morning. The brothers Osborne, John Osborne's dog, traveled
this is nuts.
To his brother TJ's house miles away after being spooked by fireworks. So New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations took off. And they were out of the country at the time. However, the dog found its way to its brother's house in East Nashville. Yes. And they showed a little picture of this dog. It is the cutest little, it's a doodle. Is it like a golden doodle?
A golden doodle. Golden doodle. A cross between, I'm guessing, a golden retriever and a poodle?
And a poodle, yeah. Five 5 miles, 6 hours.
That's how far that dog traveled?
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, brothers Osborne, they're obviously brothers. One was out of town. Right. The dog got spooked.
Right.
So while that brother was out of town, ran all the way to the other brother's house. That's insane.
That's love.
I once lost a dog. I was like in the 6th or 7th grade on 4th of July due to fireworks. Dog just ran away. Aww. It was a little a Shih Tzu.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those.
His name was Bear, and it was like a little 10-pound dog.
Yeah.
So.
Did you find him?
Never.
Never found him again?
Bear is still out there somewhere. Probably not. I was like I said, in the 6th or 7th grade. Now, rest in peace, Bear. Rest in
peace. I lost our husky. Now, if you know anything about huskies, they run for days. Shauna knows. She has one. And she ran away. She got loose one day, and I ran after her. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was running so much.
Well, what the heck's the who let the dogs out then?
Oh.
Who
did that? Actually, she got loose from her collar, but...
Oh, well. So you let the dog out, really.
I let the dog out.
All right, that answers that age-old question. Michelle, thanks for stepping up to the plate.
Hey, you're welcome.
With Z News. 99.9 WTUZ, it's Eric McElroy in the morning, all driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, wrapping things up today on your Thursday, also known as a Friday Eve. Congrats to Tim Thornton, our daily birthday winner, and Kyle Courtright, who won $75 to Pam's Posies during our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Again, we do that every Thursday, handing out $75 to Pam's Posies there on 3rd Street in Dover. Your chance to win next Thursday. If you missed anything today, podcast section at WTUZ.com is where you can find today's show. And much more for you. It's an audio archive for all things here in Z Country. Tomorrow, a Friday, poll questions, chances to win, $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. We'll see what's new for your weekend and so much more. Remember Shauna Berkey later on this afternoon as well. For Michelle Spring, it was her first day back. I'm Eric McElroy. Get in touch with us after hours if there's ever anything you need on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, WTUZ.com to stay up to date on the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening, our streaming services, and links to the station's social media accounts. Until tomorrow on a Friday, yeah, Friday already. Make it through today, though. Have a great one, Z Country.